This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Please turn and look directly at this device for subscription identity confirmation.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Good day. This is a secured transmission. Do not decrypt at any public terminal. As complications have been uncovered in the shutdown sequence for Moonbase Theta, Consortium Communications has been asked to provide archival files for certain active personnel. This is a report on said personnel activities before the moon. The following is file BTME3, codeword, Wear the Heart.
Não, meninas, vocês sabem que não é pra comer o frango. Vai comer a sua comida. Ai, minhas queridas ridículas.
I am home.
Finally.
What? Can't hear you.
Finally.
Oh, about 8:30?
Come out here, Bobo. I'm in the garden.
Where else would you be? I don't even know why we own a house. I mean, I love you. Down, down, take it easy, girls.
Watch them near the fence. They have a grand escape plan. Hi, love. You almost missed dinner.
Not a chance. Every Trosco you've ever held starts at dusk. We're eating meat again?
Honey.
I just thought we'd agree that we weren't going to.
It's all from the cultivated section. That's what we can afford anyway. Cultured chicken, cultured pork, cultured beef.
More cultured than my ridiculous husband.
A vaca de onde veio isso aí ainda tá vivendo uma vida luxuosa.
Sure, but it's still... Meat takes more resources to grow than other food. Look at your garden. How can you not get this? Cass, please, not directly in my crotch.
That's Paul. You've been away too long. The garden and the churrasqueira are all part of the same thing. I love the variety of life. I don't want to miss out.
Well, keep your meat juice away from my veggie skewers. That wasn't Paul.
I almost got you.
Oh, you are so evil. Your poor, beleaguered husband home from the wars.
The astronaut wars. How long do I get you for?
Just tonight. I'm sorry. We have to be back to train in the vacuum chamber tomorrow morning at 10.
Your visits keep getting shorter.
I'm sorry.
One day you're going to come in, pet the dogs, pet poor Alex, and turn right back around again to leave.
That's not... I can't help this.
I know. I'm sorry, Mama. I miss you, you know?
I know. I'm sorry.
Stop saying that. Sit down. Breathe. The flowers are blooming.
I should get Nessa out here. One of the agriculturalists. We're working on a thing, and she talked flowers most of the time.
What were you working on?
A mission thing. You know. Hand me a beer.
I don't know.
I can't give you details.
I'm your damn husband.
I signed the papers under penalty of... they don't even like that we're allowed to say the moon, but it's hard to keep that quiet.
If I didn't know about the moon, we'd really be fighting.
Oh, Cass and Paul, I miss you too every night. I slip into bed, and there's actually room to stretch out.
They want you to throw the ball. That ball has been very big for them this summer.
I'll, get my glove.
Pie de sel, just pick it up and throw it.
Oh, they've slobbered all over it.
Look at their eyes. They're gonna think you don't love them.
Fine. Come on, girls. Bring it back. No, to me.
They aren't so good at that part.
I noticed.
Well, Alex, tell me about your week.
Why, Roger, love, thank you for asking.
How have things been here?
We have new neighbors next door. You might not notice now because the kids are indoors. When they're out, well, the dogs are happy. They've been playing games back and forth across the hedges.
Are the parents nice?
We haven't talked much, but they seem like lovely ladies.
By now our neighborhood must qualify as an official gay village.
Therapy has been all right. I'm going every Thursday now. Last week, on my way home after, I stopped at the club. The old crowd has been getting back together.
On weeknights?
We're all old. Weekends are family time.
Did they ask you to sit in?
Oh, it wasn't like that. I'd have to find all of my old gear.
I'd love to see you up there again.
I couldn't do that anymore. You've only ever been in the audience for a slam. You should try it from the stage.
Not even once for your adoring husband?
If you're ever here when they plan something.
Oh, oof.
I got a message from my mom's the other day. Well, half a message. The uncle Eve ate the other half. They said they've seen some really nice houses on the edge of the desert.
What's wrong with the house they have?
They mean for us. When you come back, for good.
I haven't even left yet.
Oh, they just like to... They said it's beautiful. They even sent a painting.
We'll have to go visit. For sure. For a visit. How has work been lately?
They keep sending me into the field. There's nothing new to design. You know the enclave.
What do you mean by that?
What?
Ever since I got home, it's been one little dig after another. When you come home, you might not notice. You know the enclave.
You asked me about work, and that's how it's been in my work.
You think I don't feel bad enough being away so often already? Didn't we talk this all out? You said you understood why I needed to do this, why I'm making these sacrifices, so
Is it a sacrifice?
Love.
It feels like the sacrifice was you coming home. You want to be there. All your thoughts are still there. You'll be out the door again tomorrow morning.
That's not even fair.
Are you fair to me? To Cass and Paul? At least you said you missed them in bed.
You seem to be doing just fine in my absence. You're out to the club. You're seeing Kevin once a week now.
I'm surprised you remember his name.
I'm surprised you're still with him. I know how you love the variety of life.
Eu vou fingir que você não disse isso. Você sabe muito bem que eu não sou...
Eu não sei o que você é agora mesmo. Eu não sei o que está acontecendo. Tudo que eu quero é... Damn it! I don't know the words. Cass, Paul, could you give it just a minute?
Oh, the churrasqueira. I have to turn the... Oh, where's the damn fork I used?
Should I order some pizza?
It'll be a little bit burned, but still okay.
Like us, I hope.
Your Portuguese has gotten worse.
Oh, they don't like us using it. I'm sorry, love.
I just want time with you. It feels like you're gone way before... you're gone.
I'm here. Right here. Right now.
You know, there's a poem. I'm going to get you to enjoy poetry. There's a Chinese poem by Li Bai. It's been in my head lately. It's called Drinking Alone Under the Moon. Among the blossoms waits a jug of wine. I pour myself a drink, no loved one near. Raising my cup, I invite the bright moon and turn to my shadow. We are now three. But the moon doesn't understand drinking, and my shadow follows my body like a slave. For a time, moon and shadow will be my companions, a passing joy that should last through the spring. I sing, and the moon just wavers in the sky. I dance, and my shadow whips around like mad. While lucid still, we have such fun together. But stumbling drunk, each staggers off alone. Bound forever, relentless we roam, reunited at last on the distant river of stars.
That's, okay, I get that.
I know it's going to be my life soon. But not yet, Roger. Not yet.
I have missed you. In and out of bed. Your voice downstairs with the dogs while I'm lingering half asleep. The scent of you in the sheets, knowing you'll come back and kiss me a minute later.
I love you.
I love you too. You know I do.
I worry about the Enclave and the past and the way things are changing. I guess I worry too much, but I know the moon. I know how important it is to you.
Do you? I'm not sure I've ever really said. Not really. You know how I grew up. Foster homes. The best of them are something of a shit show, considering the Enclave pays just enough to attract the money grubbers and not enough to actually raise a child. And it's never people who could afford to help on their own who actually help. I bounced around a lot, this skinny kid who couldn't win fights, too young for a job, I wasn't that good at school. I couldn't afford real media licenses, but books were an easy escape. My only escape. I read in bed by the light from the hallway. I read on the tubes when I could afford them. I read while I was walking when I couldn't. I wanted adventures and hope and... nothing on Earth seemed realistic. But even the crappiest old-school space opera sci-fi could grab me. It still felt like... it feels like something to reach for. A real escape. A step out of the shit we're buried in here. I know the same companies own the moon bases that own us now, but somehow... the dreams still carry through. And they still feel like... dreams. Dreams worth chasing. They always felt so far beyond my grasp. But then this came up and I couldn't help but jump, reach out with both hands and... I'm sorry, I know I'm not explaining it very well.
Oh, you're doing just fine, Muhammadu. You're doing okay. I love you.
I'm sorry about dinner. If I'd gotten home earlier, we could have fought and had a perfectly cooked meal.
The food will be fine. Don't question my culinary skills.
Fair enough.
Most of it you won't eat anyway.
Well, whose fault is that?
Oh, don't start. You won't forget about me up there while you're living a dream?
I wish I could take you with me.
That's not an answer. remember me. Cass and Paul remember the house, the garden, our home. Don't you dare forget.
How could I forget? Ever. You're my heart. You're my world.
At least we have tonight. Just hold me, Somojit.
I've got you. I'm here. We're never going to have dinner, are we?
Just shut up.
This episode featured Lehman Kessler as Roger and Gabriel Tanico as Alex. It was also edited by Gabriel Tanico, written and produced by me, DJ Solis. Theme music is Star by the band Ramp. You can find more information and a transcript of the episode on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Thank you so much for supporting us and helping to make our stories happen. So much love from the moon down to you. And speaking of love, next up will be our Nessa episode, Sweetness, with Elisa Park and Leslie Gideon back as Elena. I promise you, it really lives up to the title, and I can't wait to share it with you. Until then.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings. I am the modestly handsome obituary writer of this fetching town of Crestfall, Idaho, and this is Death by Dying. Death is exhausting. And so, after a long day of funeral attending, I had retired to my apartment to get some shut-eye. I loosened my Versace tie and changed into my Egyptian silk pajamas.
Are you the detective in town?
No, I'm the obituary writer.
Really? Someone said you solve murder cases.
Murder?
I'm Charlotte, by the way.
Forgive me, but I haven't gotten past the murder part. Charlotte, the friend I now have, is staying in the apartment above her Aunt Lillian's bookshop.
She was my aunt. She was all I had growing up. I need to know why she's gone.
Murder is the spice of life. I knew just who I had to see. The Angel of Death. We have become friends over the years.
Careful. Death is ever present.
Her pet, the button-eyed raven, moaned inconsolably as usual.
Your friends are abandoning you, one by one.
You write about death, O.W. But how much do you know about what it feels like to lose someone?
The shadow in the dark woods is making its way into Crestfall.
Listen to Death by Dying on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcatcher.